We've had a question from Christina, and she wants to know, where did the old saying, feed a cold, starve a fever, come from? Chris, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, actually, it's part right, part wrong. Mostly part wrong. The feed a cold is absolutely right. Starve a fever is probably absolutely wrong. There was a paper that got published, and we reported it on The Naked Scientist last year. It was in the Physiological and Biochemical Zoology Journal by Lynn Martin. She reported where they took mice, deer mice, and they starved them, in other words, gave them 30% fewer calories than they would normally need in a day. The mice didn't show any obvious behavioural differences compared with well-fed mice, but when they did blood tests on them, they had far fewer memory B cells. These are the cells that make antibodies that defend you against infections in the future. And so this shows that if you aren't getting a good enough diet, you will therefore have too little energy, probably, to put into mounting an effective immune response, and therefore you'll be more prone to an infection in the short term and more prone to an infection subsequently as well. And this fits with other studies that have been done where people who have been vaccinated with measles vaccine have then been followed up, and people who weren't eating enough had far fewer anti-measles antibodies subsequently compared with people who were much better fed. So you should always feed a cold is the moral of that story, but you should definitely not starve a fever.
I just try and eat, I think, basically, even if you're feeling awful, try and
basically,
get some food
down. Basically, you need energy to mount an immune response. You have to grow lots of cells, and that takes energy, and you've got to feed yourself.
So makes sense.
There's no grounds for saying starve a fever. Anyway,